This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Think for a second about, I don't know, titanium or maybe silicon or rare earth metals used in electronics or a composite we don't even know about yet. Any of those could be the material of the future. But arguably the most important substance in the development of civilization has been and will continue to be concrete. China, just for instance, poured more concrete in the past 6 years than we poured in this country in the past 300. The thing is, though, that making concrete takes a ton of energy. As much as 10% of global carbon dioxide pollution comes from making concrete. So a group of scientists is looking to reduce its environmental impact, as Marketplace's David Weinberg explains.
It's really just one ingredient in concrete that's responsible for its high carbon emissions. That ingredient is cement.
The cement is just the glue that holds all the other elements together.
Robert Corlin is the author of Concrete Planet. To make cement, you put limestone and a few other ingredients into a big kiln and crank up the temperature to about 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit, which produces lots of CO2.
Indeed, it's been estimated that producing just 1 ton of cement generates 1 ton of CO2. Now, since we're producing around 4 billion tons of concrete cement per year worldwide, that's very, very troubling.
Concrete is the most common man-made material on Earth. So if its CO2 emissions could be reduced by even a tiny fraction, the environmental impact would be huge. A group of scientists at MIT say they found a way to reduce CO2 emissions of cement by more than half.
So we have developed a whole set of experiments measuring the mechanical properties at the submicron or at the big nano level, if you like.
Roland Palenk is one of the authors of the paper. He says his cement research is like a Russian doll, the kind where a tiny doll rests inside a larger doll, which rests inside a larger doll, which, you get the idea. Palenk and his colleagues study the properties of cement at the atomic level, the smallest possible doll. They do atomic simulations, basically trying different ratios of the elements in cement. Then they scale up those simulations until they have a new recipe. This idea came from scientists at Corning, who used a similar approach to invent Gorilla Glass, the super tough, scratch-resistant glass often used for screens on smartphones.
So here we try to do the same approach for cement.
Matthew Bauchy also worked on the MIT paper. He recently moved from Cambridge to Los Angeles to work at UCLA. In a basement lab below his office, engineers and chemists use Bauchy's atomic scale simulations to make concrete cubes that they measure, weigh, and smash. UCLA student Gabe Falzoni takes a gray cube of concrete about the size of a Rubik's cube and puts it in a cage. He lowers a metal cylinder on top and slowly ratchets up the pressure. When the cube breaks, it can be so loud that it jars the people in the office on the other side of the wall. The display on the machine shows the pressure in kilonewtons, and it climbs steadily. 20 kilonewtons, 40, 70, 90, 100. I brace myself, waiting for an explosion. And then the cube crumbles sadly and quietly, like an Egyptian pyramid deteriorating slowly.
That happens sometimes.
The final number, 121 kilonewtons, about 17.5 pounds per square inch. I asked Falzoni if he would drive on a bridge that strong.
If it was designed right.
The goal of these experiments is twofold. To develop a cement that uses less limestone, the easiest way to cut concrete emissions, and the other is to create stronger concrete. Stronger concrete means builders could use less of it, also cutting CO2 emissions. But for builders to use concrete developed in this lab, it has to have another very important quality. It has to be cheap. Again, Matthew Bauchy.
That's really the key. You cannot expect the industry to change to a greener material if this greener material is not with the same price or cheaper than the original material.
Bauchy says the only way to make new concrete competitive is to take into account the cost of the CO2 released and charge a carbon tax on it. Or government could mandate the use of greener materials. But those policies would be politically difficult to enact. Greener concrete is not high on the priority list of voters, especially in developing nations, where progress is often measured by the amount of freshly poured concrete. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.